Hey everyone, thanks for joining me again. You are listening to Grow an Online Business, where you'll learn all the advice, tips, and techniques you need to grow an online business for yourself. Today, we are going to talk about what happened last week, what I'm planning to do this week in the business, and then for our psychological tip. It's really more of a business tip this time, although there is some psychology in it, so you're going to want to listen for it for sure. And it is on the importance of branding and why you need to do it and what you should do when you're doing it. A couple other things to think about while you're coming up with your brand. So you're not going to want to miss this one. Hang tight. All right. So first off, as far as what happened this week was pretty good. It has obviously been better. I have been working on trying to do some tweaks on the website, get it found a little bit more. Google has been absolutely paring off my keywords, and so I have been seeing a difference for sure. This week I'm down about 14.3%, down to 24 users, 22 new users. I'm down 18.5. Average engagement time is up about 70%, which is just not too bad. And then when we're looking in the past 7 days, let me make sure that I do that. Boom. I actually got somebody from Bolivia on the site. Interesting. I thought those were being filtered out. Okay, but apparently we are able to get people, possibly just somebody who direct linked in. I don't think I'm coming up in the searches outside of the United States right now. So anyway, I'm primarily targeting with the business that I'm doing, since it is such a localized business and I'm going after typically local traffic, although I wouldn't mind being monetized for some of my articles nationwide or even, you know, worldwide, but for the most part, I am targeting local traffic. So I was getting a little bit too much out of country traffic. That was people slowing down my site, trying to crack in, trying to hack, and trying to just do some overall not above board things on my website. So I decided to not be found on the search engines outside of the country. So that was primarily blocked. Okay, so where are we at? We used to be at 1,000 keywords, and then last week we were down, we're at 470, so I think that's pretty darn close to where we were last time. Not too bad, although it's getting much better. My average position right now for the keywords that I'm targeting is 45. I think if I remember correctly, last week we were at like 110. So my average position has cut in half, and my average click-through ratio has gone to 0.8, which is much better because I remember it was at like a 0.2 not too long ago. So that being said, that is good overall news. Yeah, I am ranking for far fewer keywords, but it's helping by pairing those off. It is closing my average position and getting it down. And looking at my graph overall, it is creeping up on impressions. It looks like last week I was at a high of 164 one day and a low of 74. So I was ranging between 164 and 74. And now this week I'm ranging between, my lowest this week was 119 and my high was 181. So substantially better. It didn't take that deep dip in my impressions on any particular day. So that's overall pretty good. It is kind of bouncing around still, so we'll see where we end up. Let's see here. We'll look at last 7 days. I was looking at the last 3 months as a comparison. Last 7 days, not too shabby. I'm not gonna complain about these. Yeah, 119 and 181. I had another day of 179. So not too bad overall. 119 is the lowest. Fantastic. Okay, so things are picking up. It's starting to work a little bit. Oh, also, while I'm on here, let me double check. So right now I'm looking at Google Search Console. It's giving me my overall performance. So in my search results, that was my search results for organic traffic. And so I also get search results for Google News. Not so great. I didn't get any impressions this week. Although, to be honest, the only thing I published was the podcast. I didn't publish any articles last week. I don't think I published any articles for a couple of weeks now. So it is time. I do have one written, and I will get that posted hopefully this week. Okay, any coverage issues on the website? Looks like one. So I'm having one that was marked no index. Okay, cool. And then I have a submitted URL not found 404. Oh, well, that's not great. That needs to be gone. BrokenMoonMedia.com reviews. And I don't have a reviews page up, apparently, because it's saying that it is not found and it's no index. It's probably no index because there's no reviews on it. And I believe that was a new page that was created when I added in. No, I didn't add in anything. Why do I have reviews on here? Interesting. Okay, well, I will check that and then I will get back to you guys. So let me check that. I was going to say it was when I added the LearnDash because I'm making a course, but that's on a different website. That's not this website. So I wouldn't have added that. So there wouldn't be an add-on on this website on Broken Moon Media. So Broken Moon Media should have nothing. There shouldn't be a reviews page necessarily. Although why not, right? If I get reviews from my customers or past customers, clients. I don't know, maybe that's not a bad thing. I will dig into that. I will check out that page, and if it isn't built, I'll make one so it can be found. And then if not, I will just eliminate it completely. If there isn't one already built, I don't see any reason to build out a whole nother page on that site for reviews when I don't really care that much. So that's where we're at on those. Coverage, sitemax removal. Okay, so that's pretty much everything on that one. Overall, 74 web clicks in the last 3 months, so 90 days. Okay, and then on analytics, I read over all of those, talked to you about that. New users, pretty low in organic, it's down. So referral is up 66%, up to 10. None, I don't know exactly what user by medium none, probably just means direct, down. Down 9, so down 47%, and then organic is down 3, or down 25% to 3, so it must have been from 4 to 3. All right, and it looks like event and event name, page view, boom, session start, first visit, user engagement, scroll and click. Okay, so it looks like most every single thing is down, so I'm getting fewer people, but their time and engagement time is higher. So I'm getting fewer people, but they're staying on the site longer, getting more information and seeing what they're looking for. So I don't know, I'm gonna call that a win again this week. Boom. Okay, now as far as what I'm gonna be doing next week in the business, next week it's gonna be more of the same. I'm gonna be hoping and helping Google pare down my keywords so that I get better keywords, better targeted keywords that make more sense for my website, and not just a random giant mix of keywords that I don't want. And I think I've added frequently asked questions to just about all of my articles. I think I'm going to also add some how-tos, assuming that it is an appropriate thing to add to that website. But I know that there are some because I have some how-to articles, and so in those articles I'll stick a little how-to section, which should increase my rich media content, should be a little extra, an add-on and a kicker for Google to find me more often. All right, so that is that. I am kind of I don't know until I can get somebody on here to talk to me a little bit about Pinterest and about how it works. I'm apparently not figuring out their algorithm. I know it is in fact a search engine and not a social media per se, although it's kind of a strange hybrid. And I'm just not doing it. I'm just not doing it correctly, and possibly because I'm just not devoting enough time to it. I'm honestly working on Pinterest about 20, 25 minutes once a week on one day. So maybe that's not correct. Maybe I need to do it 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I don't know. I would love to hear from you guys. So if any of you know how to do Pinterest, or you have any information you could share with me, an article, a walkthrough, a course, a video, podcast, something, anything that you could share with me, or just jump on here and we can do an interview and kind of talk to me about it. Maybe we can share it with everybody who's out there listening, how to do Pinterest. So if you know how to do it, or you've got an idea, hit me up. Okay. That being said, let's talk about the importance of branding. Okay. When you brand your business, what's the first thing you think of? If you say logo, great. But that shouldn't necessarily be the only or first. It's not the most important thing by any stretch. So when you brand, the brand should tell your story. So that includes the brand name, the tag name or tagline, the mission statement, your overall purpose, and then the impression that you're giving your customers and clients when they see your logo or your marketing. They should get a feeling for what it is that you do and what you stand for as a brand. Okay, your brand, just like we talked about in our previous podcast, take a stand. So basically decide what you stand for and then make that stance and make it public. So whatever it is that your brand is supposed to stand for or mean to customers when they see it, your primary, let's see, how do I word this? Your primary objective when it comes to branding isn't to make it pretty, okay? It's not to make it entertaining or engaging. It's not to be any of those things. What you should be aiming for when you're creating your brand is so that when a stranger or somebody completely out of the loop, not knowing who you are as a brand, as a company, when they see your brand, they get an emotional experience and they're either drawn to or drawn in by your brand. So if it connects with them, if it resonates with them at all on any level that hits your mark, then it should resonate with them and they should be drawn to it. So let's say you're selling dog treats and it's dog treats for people who want to only give their dogs like non-processed natural things, right? Your brand should let people know when they see that brand, if they are dog lovers who like natural organic things and they only want to give their dogs those things, when they see your brand, they should understand that you are that company for them. Okay, so it is way, way harder than just jumping on Fiverr and having somebody draw you up a logo. All right, it's way more difficult because you need A, the color. Color has an emotional and psychological pinning to it. So depending on the message you're trying to relay with your company, with your brand, it's going to help you decide the color of your branding, your marketing. And possibly even your logo. McDonald's doesn't use yellow because it's a high class quality. It doesn't give off exclusivity in and of itself. The color yellow is a happy, bright, cheery color. And so what is their tagline? I'm loving it. It's bright, it's cheery, everyone's smiling, eating French fries, enjoying the burgers, right? They use that color and those rounded golden arches, and those bubbly rounded letters, they use all of that on purpose. All of that is meant to give you the feeling of, oh, that's McDonald's when you see it. Okay, so some examples of what different colors mean. If you use green is typically... you know what? I saved it in here somewhere. I've got it saved in my computer somewhere. But when you use green, it signifies like green or wholesome. It signifies health and money. Okay, so those are some of the things that that green embodies. And I guess I'm not going to find it. I was looking here and I should have probably jumped on here, but I'll just do it by memory. So black is exclusivity. Black, the color black shows exclusiveness or luxury. Orange is a color that shows either playfulness, creativeness, or a little bit of mystery. Purple is very, gives the impression of royalty or majesticness. And let's see some of the other colors that there are. Red kind of shows, it can either show aggressiveness or assertiveness. And then blue is more calming and more stability. Okay, so if you're picking colors, and of course there are other colors, but if you're picking colors for your logo, the color that you use for your logo should tell a story about who you are when they see it. So if you are doing those, for instance, those dog treats, those natural organic dog treats, then your logo should be green with tans, just natural colors, not artificial looking colors, not, it should be just clean organic looking colors. Your lettering shouldn't be scripty, and so the font also gives an impression when you look at it. So it should probably be something more like more rounded letters and probably all lowercase. So it shows no formality, like, hey, this is just getting back to basics, right? So use no capitals, real rounded kind of bubbly letters. Do it in green and tan. So what you call it, I don't have an example for what you should call it, but you need to call it something that implies or signifies the fact that it's all organic, all natural, and for dogs. Okay, not just pet something. It should be for dogs. It should tell the story about what it is. Now, maybe it's just like Greg's Best. And so when people see Greg's Best, okay, your tagline is all natural snacks for dogs. Okay, so then they know Greg's Best is all natural snacks for dogs. Boom. There's no doubt about what it is and what you do. You've taken a stand. You've taken a stance. You have shown who you are and what you mean in your branding and your logo. So you should easily be able to do all of your marketing and stay on brand. You've heard people say, well, you need to stay on brand. That's what they're talking about. Don't make a bright purple ad with bright colors and fireworks and crazy stuff. People will see that and go, what's happening here? It doesn't look like him. It doesn't look like Greg's Best. Greg's Best is always more muted and more natural. Makes it look like it's, you know, tea dyed, right? So stay on brand, and you can't stay on brand unless you have one. So figure out who you are, who your market is, and how you're going to reach that market with visual marketing. And that will help you determine how to create what's going to become your brand. Okay. Now, if your brand is simply you and you are your brand, then tell the story about who you are and then make it part of your brand. So your color should be, what's your personality? Are you withdrawn and more exclusive? Are you hoity-toity? Are you luxury? Then use blacks and silvers and golds. If you're not and you're playful and you're bouncy and you're, you know, whatever, then use the other colors. Use purple, use green, use a list of primary colors. Like, use colors that tie emotionally into the message that you're trying to tell. All right, so I hope that makes sense. If you are still unclear about why you need to be branded, I have written an article. I will post a link to that article in the description below, so do click on it. I have written a pretty long form article. It's about 2,000 words. It takes 3-4 minutes to read. It's not super, super long. I didn't flower it up with a bunch of extra pictures and crap. It's seriously just a fairly easy read, and it is posted. I think it's on one of my other websites, but either way, I will post a link in the podcast, in the description, in the show notes below. So do click on that, follow that link, and read that article. I think it's going to be, very, very helpful if you're in the process right now of creating your business, determining what it is you're going to be doing, and then how you want to tell your story. And so, with that, my friends, I think that's all we have. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please do like and subscribe. Also, give me a rating on whatever platform it is that you're picking this podcast up from. I would definitely appreciate that. Jump on my website, brokenmoonmedia.com, and click to become a subscriber. I would love to tell you that I'm going to send you out a bunch of top priority, amazing newslettery stuff that's going to have tons of information, you know, every single week. It's not going to happen. I'm going to send you something maybe once a month, but when I do, it's going to be of value. So I'll only send you a newsletter probably every 4 to 6 weeks, one. I will not sell your information. So click on there, become a subscriber, and then watch for those emails. So I do send out, occasionally I'll send out a digital tool when I build those, or something that I find that I think is very, very useful that might help you in the process of building out your business. And then I will post some, basically some exclusive tips and some techniques that I may have picked up that I haven't yet done on a podcast. So I'll give you the sneak peek on those. So do jump over there. Join us on Facebook. If you get a chance, jump over there. We have a Broken Moon Media page on Facebook. I do post some links to the articles. As I write them, I will post them on there so they're easier for you to find. And other than that, it's been great. Looking forward to talking to you guys again next week. And please do, don't be a stranger. Leave me a comment on Facebook, if you will. That's pretty much the only place I can check. I was getting blasted on my website with just absolute garbagey, spammy replies and comments on my articles. So nobody was putting any decent ones. I was getting like 6 to 8 spam a day. So I had to actually shut off the comments. If things die down, I will open those comments back up. So you will be able to post comments on the podcast and on the articles that I write on my website. But I'm not yet in the mood to have to fish through all of the spam yet. So I think I'm going to wait another couple of weeks, possibly a month, and let that die down. But do message me if that's something that you want. Hit me up on the Facebook Messenger and let me know that that's something that you want on the website, and I will absolutely, I'll do it. If that's what you guys want, I'll go ahead and do it. Anyway, that's all I've got for this week. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, go out and be successful.